Each Thursday morning, we're joined by Bill Hoppe for Behind the Bench, our regular look at the Buffalo Sabres. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Omar.
Well, we have two games left in the season, Friday at Columbus and Saturday, a home game against Pittsburgh. As of this morning, the race for last place and the ability to draft one of those two big prospects, Connor McDavid and Jack Eichel, remains unsettled. Where does that situation stand currently?
Well, the Sabres are 2 points behind with two games left for each team. But the Coyotes have the tiebreaker, which is regulation overtime wins. So the Sabres really need 3 points. So if the Coyotes win tonight, it's over. The Sabres could still feasibly win out. And if the Coyotes lose out, they could move up to 29th. It's possible. I don't know if it's very likely, though.
What would happen if the team didn't finish in last place? Is that just the ultimate nightmare for GM Tim Murray?
Well, they've certainly gone all out to try to finish in last place. They've stripped the roster. They've done just about everything they can to make sure they don't have a very good team. And certainly the fan base would, I think, would freak out if they didn't finish 30th. But if they do finish 29th, then the lottery balls don't go their way and they get the third pick, I don't think that's the end of the world. They'll get a very good pick there, and they'll have a great prospect to build around. But as we all know, this season wasn't about really getting the third pick, and the fan base doesn't want the third pick.
And the way the lottery is structured, you would still have a shot at Connor McDavid.
Yeah, but not as good as if you finished last.
The Sabres were 4-3 winners over Carolina in their last game. That was on Monday night. That was a game where Buffalo jumped out to a big 4-0 lead, but they almost blew it in the third period.
Yeah, it was a very odd game. It felt like an exhibition game. There was no life in the arena. Carolina had a lot of shots, but they were low-quality shots. So the Sabres were up, but they were getting outshot badly. Like they have a lot of times this year, they collapsed and they hung on. And Ted Nolan said after the game, it was emotionally, it was a tough game to play in. Two teams at the bottom of the standings, nothing to play for in the standings, and it just wasn't easy for them to get into the game.
On your Buffalo Hockey Beat blog recently, you wrote about Sabres captain Brian Gionta and the role he's had in leading this team in what's been a historically bad season. What did his teammates have to say about the veteran forward?
He's enormously popular in that room. Guys like him a lot. He won their respect right off the bat. Former Montreal Canadiens captain, won a Stanley Cup with the Devils in 2003, and the Sabres haven't had many Stanley Cup winners in their dressing room in the last 10-15 years. So he just, even without saying a word, he commands some respect. But I think they like him because he's one of the guys. He does things the right way, but at the same time, I mean, he holds guys accountable, and they see the things that you would expect from a leader. And when he was out earlier this season, the season fell apart when he got injured before Christmas. So I think he's been a good captain for this team.
It seems to me like the effort has been there these last few weeks, but ultimately in the NHL, it's talent that wins out.
Yeah, as we've seen the whole year, basically from start to finish with a few exceptions, the Sabres have given good efforts. They bring it most nights. They compete, but they just don't have the talent. And it's a league full of parity, and they haven't even been able to become the 24th or 25th best team. So it just shows you how far they have to go. These teams who are in the playoff chase right now, or in the playoffs, they have 40 some more points than the Sabres. There's a long road ahead for them. You look at their division, Montreal's so good, and they're built for the long haul. So is Tampa. Detroit's, they're aging, but they're always good. Boston's aging, but they're usually pretty good. Ottawa's gotten on a hot stretch, and they're a young team. Florida's not going to make the playoffs, but they're a very young, good team, and it looks like they have a very good future. So the Sabres, they have about 5 or 6 teams that they need to climb.
Well, it should be an interesting finish. We'll talk again next week. Thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.